Leave it to an Australian to make a quintessentially English movie. Fred Skepsey made his name with such films as The Devil's Playground, The Chant of Jimmy Blacksmith, and Barbarossa. Now he has taken four blokes and more than a few pints and set them on a road trip of sorts. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan reviews Last Orders.
Last Orders will fool you. It gathers its forces slowly. Based on Graham Swift's Booker Prize-winning novel, it's a story of the secrets behind ordinary lives. It touches on memory and regret, dreams and disappointments. Exactly the things that point up why there's more to simple lives than you might expect.
That's a crying shame that Jack ain't here.
Yeah, he'd have appreciated it.
Yeah, he shouldn't have rushed off like he did.
Ah, daft of him. Still, it's a crying shame.
If he was here, we wouldn't be, would we? Because he's not that we are.
If you take the time to look at Last Orders, you'll see a stellar cast. Michael Caine, Tom Courtney, David Hemmings, Bob Hoskins, Helen Mirren, and Ray Winston. Regular moviegoers will have vivid memories of almost all of these people when they were younger. Of Courtney in Dr. Zhivago, Hemmings in Blow Up, Caine in Alfie. Growing older and just maybe getting a little bit wiser is very much what Last Orders is about.
You blokes would die of thirst without me, wouldn't you?
Same again, Bernie.
Here, look at the form on this one.
Cheers, darling. Don't you go coming on to us. We're all married men here, some of us happily.
You speak for yourself.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Gunner. Where would you be without your job?
Always pissed and always late.
No, where would any of us be without our better halves? Eh?
The film begins as four men of a certain age meet at their local pub. One of their friends has died, and they're here to fulfill his surprise last request, his last orders.
What's that?
It's Jack. Jack's ashes.
It's Jack.
Yeah.
Jesus, God. What's he doing here?
Last orders, Bernie. Did anyone tell you, Bern? Jack wanted to go to Margate, be scattered in the sea.
It's a bit of a journey for what one of the gang calls four geezers in a box. Unexpected detours are made, unfinished emotional business is taken up, and we gradually come to know the entirety of these very fallible lives.
Well, it's my round, isn't it? Same again, chaps. Vicky, Ray, Vince. Want another coffee, something to go with it?
I don't know about you, Lenny, but I'm driving down to Margate to deliver something. That's why we're all here. And Vicky wants a little stop on the way, which I ain't against, considering we're here to remember the dead. Now, it's just gone 2:15. You want to sit here all day drinking, that's your business, but I'm going to the car now, then I'm driving to Margate. So if you ain't coming, you better find the station.
As adapted by director Fred Skepsey, Last Orders mirrors the book's intricate structure, switching time periods and points of view. We see all of the characters at several points in their lives, some so early that other younger actors are required to play the scenes. It's complex, yet also much more emotional than you would ever imagine when it begins.
Goodbye, Jack.
Bye, Jack.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic with the Los Angeles Times.